Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 1st of March 1971. The title is The Easy Method to Become an Embodiment of Success. Are all of you Master Trikaldarshi? By becoming Trikaldarshi, you are not unsuccessful in any task. Before you start any task, stabilize yourself in the stage of being a Master Trikaldarshi. Know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the task, and then perform that task, and you will constantly be successful. That is, you will become the image of success and the image of perfection. There is the praise of the yogis attaining all success. But what success do they attain? They attain success in their thoughts and through the method of their actions. By having both of these, you are easily able to claim your birthright. Do you know how you will be able to attain success in your thoughts? What is the reason for any lack of success in your thoughts? You have many wasteful thoughts now. By having wasteful thoughts mixed in, you are not able to become powerful. You are then not able to attain success in the thoughts you create. There cannot be success in wasteful thoughts. So, in order to attain success in thoughts, the main effort required is not to create wasteful thoughts, but to create powerful thoughts. Do you understand? You create a large creation, and therefore you are not able to sustain it fully and use it for a task. Just as if you create a big Lokic creation, you cannot make them worthy. In the same way, when you create your thoughts, you create many of them. The fewer thoughts you create, the more powerful they will be. The larger the creation of thoughts, the less powerful that creation will be. So, what effort do you have to make in order to attain success in your thoughts? Stop the creation of wasteful thoughts. Otherwise, nowadays, a lot of time is wasted in creating a wasteful creation and sustaining it. Therefore, there is very little success in your thoughts and actions. The yukti to attain success in your actions is to become Master Trikaldarshi. Before you perform any action, know its beginning, middle, and end, and then perform that action. It should not be that you have to think about the result of your action after you have performed it. This is why, in order to become perfect, you have to pay attention to both these aspects. This is the group that stays in the household, and so, by paying attention to both these aspects, whilst living in a household, you will be able to become serviceable. Service is not simply done through the lips, but you can also do service through elevated actions. This group that has come, do you consider yourselves to be a serviceable group? Those in this group who consider themselves to be serviceable, raise your hand. Now, can those who have raised their hand in being serviceable make time and become helpers in service? Baba's name can be glorified a great deal with the help of the mothers. If all those who have come here become helping hands, you can glorify Baba's name very quickly. You are the ones who move along as a couple, and this is why such couples can reveal themselves a great deal in service. Perform such a task that your task attracts every soul towards the Father. It can be very easy for the group of mothers to make time, and especially for the group of mothers that are living as couples. You have come having made special time even now, haven't you? Your household will still be carrying on without you, will it not? You considered this to be essential, so you lightened your bondages and have arrived here. In the same way, from time to time, lighten the bondages of your household, for the more you become a helper in service, the more quickly your karmic accounts will be settled. So, the mothers should consider the method for their progress to be in becoming helpers in this way. You should experience both listening and talking to others. Just as Baba becomes the helper, in the same way, children too have to become helpers. And this is what it means to receive help. So, all of you in this group should fill yourself with such power that you can lighten your bondages and become helpers in service. Otherwise, if you are lacking in this subject, how will you be able to claim marks? You have kept the aim of passing fully, have you not? This is why this group should especially take training to create such yuktis. What do you have to become in this patti when you go from here? Do you understand? Serviceable ones and helpers. If, whilst living at home, you have the consciousness of being the embodiment of power, your karmic bondages will not create any obstacles. But whilst living in a household, instead of being the embodiment of power, you have a greater awareness of a pure household. Whilst living in the family, you lack the attitude of being the embodiment of power. This is why the sounds that emerge even now are, what can we do? We have karmic bondages. How can we cut our karmic bondages? These sounds emerge because you do not constantly keep the ornaments of being the embodiment of power with yourself. So now, before you go, change your consciousness and your form in this patti. For this, you must constantly remember two things. Firstly, you have to change, and secondly, you have to issue a challenge. You have to change your form and attitude into that of being the embodiment of power. And the more you change yourself, the more you will be able to challenge others. This is why you must remember these two aspects. When you perform any pure action, the loving form of the Father comes in front of you. And when you perform any sinful action, you should bring the fearsome form of the Father in front of you. All of you are loving souls, are you not? Loving souls always perform pure actions. Always maintain the awareness that you should never perform any wrong action because all of you are the hero actors on the world stage. So, everyone's vision is on the hero actors. This is why you must not consider yourselves to be those who are living in a household, but you must perform every action whilst considering yourself to be a hero actor on the stage, and then you will not perform any wrong action. Look at all the things that the atomic power of science is showing you. In the same way, You are the proof of the one who is living in a household whilst in the Shakti army of silence. That is the atomic power, whereas all of you are the proof for the world. So, by being the proof, you too can do a lot of service. There are many requests for the mothers. The request, repeat, the service of the mothers spreading the message in every corner still remains to be done. The responsibility for many souls not having received the message yet is on you souls. This is why this group has to be ready in such a way. This group can be helpers in the service from time to time. It is a group in which there is hope. Just as the group of the half-kumars was one in which there was hope, in the same way, this group is also of those who can be helpers. However, although you have the yukti of how to become helpers, you do not have the power. This is why you must claim from your teacher the certificate of having changed your form before you go. Just as each Kumari is said to be greater than 100 Brahmins, in the same way, each mother is a world mother. There is so much difference between 100 Brahmins and the whole world. So, whose praise is greater? Each mother should become a world mother and have mercy, love, and beneficial feelings for every soul of the world. This is why this group has to make a promise. Do you have the courage to make that promise, no matter what the promise is? Or will you only have that courage after you hear what the promise is? Do you have courage before hearing that promise? Or will you have courage after you have heard what the promise is? What do you think? If it is a strict promise, then you will think about it, will you not? Each of you has to make the promise that you will become a helper from time to time, as well as becoming a destroyer of obstacles by being the embodiment of power whilst living in a household. It is an easy promise, is it not? You will not cry out in distress, and when obstacles come, will you? You will not be afraid, but you will become a Shakti and face them. Make this promise to yourself for all time before you leave here. If any type of attraction pulls you, then when you go back, it is possible that Maya will also come to you. When you are attracted by anything, there is a possibility of Maya coming to you. If you are free from being attracted, Maya cannot come to you. When the attraction is finished, you can become the embodiment of power. If you are attracted by your own body, by any relations or any physical objects, then Maya can also come to you. Then you are not able to become a Shakti. This is why, in order to become the form of Shakti, change attraction into being free from attraction. Just as you tell others that one light can ignite many others, in the same way, each of you can become an instrument for world benefit. So, continue to move along whilst constantly remembering your form and your task. You are the arms of Brahma, are you not? So, you will become the hands, will you not? What is the task of the arms of Brahma? The task of Brahma is the establishment And so, the task of the arms of Brahma is also to remain constantly engaged in the task of the establishment. You simply have to learn the method of interacting in limited relationships. You can make yourself free from bondages, but you do not know the method. Firstly, you do not know the method, and secondly, you do not have any strength. So, you have to fill yourself with strength and also learn the method. Even then, Bap Dada still thinks there is hope for this future. Now, we will see how many times each of you offers yourself. You have to offer yourself. Only those who offer themselves receive thanks. If you do something when you are told to do it, you do not receive thanks. You are loving, but as well as being loving, you must also be cooperative. What should this group be named? Names are always given according to the sanskars. All of you have come in the bhakti for transformation. All of you have come to the naming ceremony, have you not? What name should this group be given? This is the constantly cooperative group, which is the embodiment of power. Now, don't allow your power to decrease. When you lose your power, Ravan then sees that you have lost your power, and so he makes you cry. To lose power means to call out to Ravan. Therefore, never let your power decrease. Learn to accumulate it. You have to accumulate power for the future 21 births. If you accumulate it from now, you will have it in stock. Therefore, always think about how much you have accumulated. Acha Om Shanti.